From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Justice Department has sent the first official delegations of lawyers, prosecutors, and investigators to Iraq. They'll assist Iraqis in preparing for the trial of Saddam Hussein. NPR's Deborah Amos reports that with Saddam Hussein and most of the regime's top officials in U.S. custody, the trials could begin within a year.
The music playing in this heavily guarded house is very American. And so are the videos stacked on the TV. Copies of the American series, West Wing. American-educated lawyer Salim Chalabi is at his computer preparing for the trial of Saddam Hussein and his Ba'athist regime. He's the nephew of Ahmed Chalabi, a member of Iraq's governing council. Salim Chalabi has finalized the budget for what could be the most historic trial in the Arab world. Much of the money will go for security in this more than $30 million tribunal. Chalabi already knows the dangers personally.
I've been threatened by Ba'athists. Clearly, I mean, you know, people who don't want these tribunals to work.
And also by Iraqis who hated the dictator.
I've been threatened, more interestingly, by victims who feel very upset with me. The fact that Saddam Hussein has rights, even though he never gave anybody rights, needs to be demonstrated to the Iraqi population. And this is a difficult thing. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do.
Difficult, because Chalabi must balance Iraqi demands for swift justice and certain punishment with international demands for a fair trial. First, Iraqi prosecutors will focus on a core group, 14 defendants, top officials of the regime. Chalabi expects charges to be filed as early as May. To get the trial underway quickly, Chalabi says, the charges against Saddam will be limited.
I don't want him to be tried for 1,000 things that he did over the last 35 years. There's going to be some maybe 5, 8, 10 things that he did that are representative of what happened.
The first court appearances are at least a year away, says Chalabi. The timing for Saddam's court appearance is still undecided.
We don't want him in the beginning because people could lose interest. I mean, if Saddam doesn't get tried till right at the end, people would feel we did a deal politically to protect him or whatever. So, you know, it's difficult to ascertain exactly when.
When Saddam is tried is of intense interest to Iraqis here at the Free Prisoners Association, headquartered in the Baghdad mansion of an accused torturer. Hundreds of surviving family members come here every day. They demand revenge for what happened to them and thousands more across the country. The association is documenting the executions and the disappearances from recovered regime prison records. Najab Karim is a tiny woman wrapped in a black chador. Her eyes turn hard when she talks about her son executed by the regime. Harder still when she talks about her cousin missing for 15 years. Karim now knows he too was killed.
My cousin who was blown up, they tied some dynamite to his body and blew him up. And I saw him on TV, he was executed by dynamite.
She recognized him in a gruesome video that surfaced after the war. Videos that are now on sale all over Baghdad. From the archives of the fallen regime. Explicit pictures of torture and executions. This one of Iraqi soldiers savagely and publicly beaten. But this evidence is unlikely to be included in the trials. To get the tribunal underway quickly, Iraqi prosecutors will rely on evidence already collected, says Mohammed Ihsan, a human rights minister in Iraqi Kurdistan.
We have 13 miles of documents. 13 miles. More than 1,000 witnesses.
More than a decade ago, after the first Gulf War, when Iraqi Kurdistan was protected by the U.S. and Britain, the Kurds discovered thousands of official documents, including detailed accounts of chemical gas attacks. But will this evidence be enough to satisfy the Shiites and the Sunni Muslims, also Saddam's victims? They want their stories heard, too.
People who are victims want the thing that they were victimized for to be remembered. it's not going to be sufficient to try and execute Saddam for gassing the Kurds.
Peter Galbraith speaks from experience. The former U.S. ambassador testified in the war crimes trial of Slobodan Milosevic. He now works as an advisor for the Kurds, but acknowledges Saddam's crimes were nationwide.
For the Shiites, where 300,000 might have been killed in a six-month period in 1991, they're going to want accountability for those crimes. I don't see how you can ignore that evidence.
Iraq Shiite Muslims are an emerging political force in the country, made clear in marches and religious demonstrations in Baghdad and across southern Iraq. They represent 60% of the population. War crimes against Iraq's Shiite Muslim community are well known, but could only be documented after the war. Again, Salim Chalabi.
If the political process continues to proceed as it is, there is a significant group which may continue to feel alienated, and therefore they may have problems with the tribunal.
Teams of American and British lawyers and investigators now in Iraq may have problems from another source. Some international legal groups charge the tribunal's timetable is being stage-managed by the United States. Defense lawyers could question that tribunal's legitimacy. The legislation written by an American-appointed governing council while Iraq was still legally under occupation. But in Iraq, the Kurdish Human Rights Minister, Mohammed Ihsan, dismisses those concerns. He wants the tribunal to begin as soon as possible so the country can move forward.
I personally don't want to. It takes 2, 3, 4 years just to collect evidence and to take him. I need to make an end to this story. People, they have to pay for what they did. They have to pay for what they did.
It is what Haidar Warda wants. He sits in front of a computer every day in the basement office of the Free Prisoners Association. Warda opens a file of photographs. Men disfigured by torture, almost unrecognizable faces, to go with the names on his long, long computer list.
We're surprised more and more by the day. It's more brutal than we thought.
A dozen volunteers work here, young men intent on their computer screens. The concrete walls are bare, except for a newspaper picture of Saddam's capture, taped to the wall.
Even if he was put to death several times, it would not do justice to those that he killed.
It is one of many problems Iraqi prosecutors will face in the trial of Saddam Hussein. There are so many families of so many victims who want to be heard. Peter Galbraith understands both the call for speed and the need for personal revenge.
There is a need to get this trial underway. This trial is essential to the process of moving on and to give the hundreds of thousands of victims and their families a sense that justice has been done. But this trial cannot be swift.
But that decision to move quickly has already been made. It will be a trial without precedent. Hundreds of defense lawyers in the Arab world and in Europe are also vying for the right to defend Saddam Hussein. Deborah Amos, NPR News.